Andy Harper is one of few people who can say he's been to nearly every one of the Socceroos qualification games in this campaign, if not every one. We can ask him now, part of the Fox Sports team that has broadcast the Socceroos campaign. Andy, how are you going?
Yeah, g'day, Francis. A little bit sad, maybe very sad, actually, but not surprised.
Yeah, I'm the same. Look, I was certain that he was going to stay after the week that we'd had, the qualification. I thought the heavy clouds might have lifted, and the prospect of being one of 32 coaches in the game, the most populous game in the world, standing in a technical area at a World Cup, would be too much to resist because it is the biggest stage in world sport. Yet he's shown conviction to walk away from it.
Yeah, well, I mean, history's already recorded that he's had that experience, and so that very strong pull to which you've just alluded was not as much a consideration this time. I hesitate to say that because I don't want anyone to think this is in any way that box has been ticked, so I don't have to go to the World Cup. But you know, the inescapable truth is, had Ange come in after the last World Cup and gone to the Asian Cup, then a World Cup would remain undone for him, and that would have been, I would imagine, too strong of a lure for him. But you know, given everything, and we're just left to try and pick. Not pick up the pieces, but piece together what he said. And you know, the most, I guess the biggest indicator is that Ange can't even tell us why. He doesn't even know why. It boils down to instinct. There's something in him that is telling him it's the right time, and that's what separates the very great, the brilliant, from the rest of us, because they operate on that level and sometimes find it hard to explain themselves. And therefore, it's impossible for us to make an accurate interpretation.
Yeah, someone who's trusted their instinct for a long time, and that instinct formed and forged through some tough and at times, you know, bitter experience. And maybe he feels that he has to do this now in order to maintain a certain level of control over his own destiny. Which, is, if you know Ange and you've spoken to him over the years, that's central to what drives him. Because of what's happened to him in the past. And this is his decision. He gets to choose his fate and not allow others to do it for him.
Yeah, I don't think that's an unreasonable assertion. That, you know, he does want to be in control of his own destiny. He likes to take control of the situation, as he's done as the national team coach. I think amidst all whatever reasons, I think anyone who, as I've said this before, anyone who has the privilege of being a parent can understand the tug of young children and just how encompassing this job is, how much time away from home with newborn kids around, and anyone who's been in that situation, anything like it, I'm sure could empathise with how difficult that's been for Ange and his wife, Georgia. And don't underestimate, you know, the power of that familial tug. It wouldn't have been the overriding thing because I think there's a whole combination for Ange. But you just had to watch him in the press conference. And mate, in my own meager comparison, I sense the same. I hate leaving home for the time I've got to go away from my boy and leaving, you know, leaving him with my wife to do the family thing. It's a really tough ask, and it's been a long haul for him.
It has. So we look at the Postecoglou project, Andy, in its entirety now, because it is complete. And it's been an extraordinary journey. So you cast your mind back to those two heavy defeats against France and Brazil at the back end of Holger Rosick's time in charge, and you thought we were in real trouble. If you remember that game in Paris where we were, they toyed with us. We were almost a laughing stock. To get to the World Cup, and though we didn't win a game, to be as competitive as we were and put the frighteners up the likes of Chile and the Netherlands, to winning the Asian Cup and then qualifying, even though it was a long way around. It's been an extraordinary journey that he's been on.
You know, it's unparalleled. I can't... I mean, if you really want to pick at things, then there's a couple of things to pick at. The team's lack of... the team's lack of ability to find a consistent goal scorer, to ease some of our nerves along the way. But, you know, there's probably 202 of the 210 playing countries in the world who have that problem. I just think it's been just a massive success, a huge vindication of the man, a huge vindication of his character, a huge vindication of his methods, a huge vindication of Australian football, which is everything he sought to do. He sought to give life to the hopes and dreams of the true believers, Francis, that Australia could actually do something and be something in this game. And he wasn't he set out, he's always been this type of coach, but as the national team coach, he set out not to accept any stereotypes that others, particularly Europeans, would put on Australia. He set to smash that paradigm. He's done it from scratch, from ground zero, give or take, with a completely new squad of players no one had ever heard of. He's built them into professional, international players on the cusp, I think, of individual greatness. You know, some of these guys could really etch some great history for themselves over the next 4 years starting at this World Cup. And Ange has brought them to that place. Now, I guess the big question to which there is no answer is why he doesn't want to take them to that great launching pad, the World Cup in Russia. As I said before, he's finding it so hard to articulate himself. It gets down to an instinct. But make no mistake, this has been a massive vindication of the man and the game in Australia. And Frank Lowy, David Gallop, for believing in an Australian product and letting him loose on the project. It has been a fantastic 4 years. And we'll look back on this. We'll look back on this and think, what a game changer.
Andy Harper's with us, part of the Fox Sports football team that brought you the entire journey of Australia's World Cup qualification. With us here talking about the departure of Ange Postecoglou. The feeling at FFA HQ must be one of, melancholy and a little sense of, I wouldn't say panic, but a bit of urgency. They have to make this next appointment and get it absolutely right. Surely, Andy, they've done their homework already, knowing this is a possibility, and they've got their candidate in mind. Surely that we have to know.
For some time, Francis, yeah. Because Ange said, how long ago? Was it a year ago? I can't even remember, but his first prompting was, when this World Cup cycle is finished, I'm gone. And so FFA on that point were having to look for a replacement. So this is, it's obviously been brought forward by 6 months, 7 months, but they've started the work, and probably more feverishly over the last few weeks since Dave Davidovich broke that story that he was seriously unsettled in his position. I feel for David Gallop, so instrumental in getting Ange in and realising what he could do. It was a great appointment. In a very difficult time for David Gallop and the administration, this was certainly a high watermark of his administration. It showed great vision and great belief to appoint Ange into such an international position, so as to be congratulated. And I guess to cut David some slack, he'd be feeling, I'm feeling sad. I don't use the word disappointed because that would convey perhaps to some that I think Ange has let us down by leaving. I don't believe that at all. However, maybe David Gallop has the right to feel a little bit like that and very confused as to the reasons. But the process of finding a replacement would be well underway. I don't know how underway, but certainly well underway. And we'll just have to see. I hope, Francis, before you ask, I hope that they continue down the local path. I really do. Because whilst we won't get another Ange, and the next person will be different in their own way, as they have to be, to not accept the ground that Ange has broken and then to go back into to the trough of European availability or maybe South America would be to undo some of the great work over the last 4 years. No, for me, we go for another local and believe they can do it in their own way, and I certainly do.
Just to finish, Andy, there's no guarantee that anyone who takes this job, and nor should they, have to follow the blueprint of their predecessor. They've got to be their own person. So is it the end of that bold vision for Australian football that, you know, the Socceroos should be ambitious and be proud to be ambitious to compete on the world stage rather than just accepting, the grateful crumbs from the table?
Yeah, I hope not. I hope not. I hope that's that's a driving philosophy of the new coach, even if the way it works is not the same way that Ange did it. But I hope that, I really, sincerely, deeply hope that is the driving philosophy of the replacement. And, you know, some of the young guys coming through who are wedded to that Ange mentality, if not the tin tacks of the actual game plan, would carry that out. I would like to think that there's no turning back now for Australian football. This has pricked the interest of the Australian sporting culture and psyche. It was Andrew's very first comments as the national team coach. What sets him apart as an individual, in my opinion, is how far ahead of the game he is. And now I hope the game follows in what have just been incredible footsteps laid by this man. We should be very proud of him. I'm very thankful for the job he's done. Francis, the bare truth is he's given life to the dreams of Australian football fans that you know, we don't have to accept the crumbs. We don't have to accept the fag ends. As a football culture, we can determine our own destiny. Of course, we've got a long way to go. Now, these are the very first, very important steps along that journey, in my opinion.
Good on you, Andy. Good to talk. It's been a big day.
Thank you, mate.